The Ramban has a very lengthy discussion about a series of complicated psukim towards the end of our parsha. After Mishpatim begins, again, last week's parsha, the Aseres HaDibros, then we have about several dozen mitzvahs taught to us in Parshas Mishpatim. Then the Torah seems to go backwards and describes that Hashem speaks to Moshe and says, Alei El Hashem Atava Aaron, you come together with Aaron up to the mountain together with Nadav and Avihu and the 70 elders, and Moshe approaches. And then he comes down and talks to the people. He tells them it's Divrei Hashem, and they say, "Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh." We want to do whatever Hashem will tell us. Moshe then writes as Kol Divrei Hashem. He writes down all the words of Hashem. Vayashkem baboker. He wakes up in the morning and he builds a mizbeach. And after the mizbeach, he sprinkles from the karbanos that they bring some of the dam on the people. Vayikach sefer habris. He then takes this book, a sefer of a covenant, and he reads it to the people, and they say, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naseh V'Nishma. Yeah, we're in Naseh V'Nishma. When did this happen? Because it's being told to us, last week's parsha was Yeseres HaDibros, then we have all the mitzvahs of Mishpatim, and then we have what seems to be the description of what happened before, which is how Rashi understands it. This is really an example of Ein Muktam U'Me'uchar Batorah, and even though it's placed here, you have to discuss why, it's really happened early. But the Ramban, without getting into all the details, which is very lengthy, the Ramban understands that this is being told to us as it happened, chronologically speaking, after Kabbalah HaTorah, when the Jewish people stood at Har Sinai, after Hashem spoke to us and told us the Aseres HaDibros, after that, we have the description that's taking place. I just want to highlight two or three of the points that the Ramban brings down, or mentions, as far as this goes. So he discusses that once the Aseres HaDibros are given, V'kiblu hakol b'simcha, and the Jewish people hear and accept it with great joy, and they say, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naseh. We're in. We are ready to go with whatever Hashem will tell us. Ki ma'aminim anachlu b'dvaracha. They say to Moshe, we believe in everything that you're telling us, that you will tell us. At that point, then the Ramban cuts into some of the description that's told us in Sefer Devarim about the same incident. Once Hashem and Moshe see, ki kiblu akol b'simcha, that they accepted this with joy, Moshe says, Hashem says to Moshe, Lech emor lehem shvu lachem le'ohal lechem. Tell them to go back to their tents, because they had been preparing for this big day. V'hinei shavu lo'alehem v'asu simcha u'mishte v'yanta. Borrowing the language from the Megillah. They made a feast. They made a party. It was a scene. They just received the Torah. Receiving the Torah is a day of great joy. So that night, they all went back home after receiving the Aseres HaDibros, and they made a party. They made a siyum. A siyum would be the wrong word. A siyum is at the end when you complete it. They made a haschala, a beginning, a party, a celebration. Umoshe kasu bayomahu b'sefer abris kol mashin itstave. What's the sefer abris that Moshe then read to them the following morning? So that night, Moshe writes down what he had just been taught. The chukim, the mishpatim, the Torahs, all that he had just been given. And then the next morning, he gathers them together. This is the morning after Maimon Har Sinai, after they receive the Torah. They do all of the karbanos, and that's when he does it. Why? The Ramban says two things. Number one, there wasn't enough time to build a mizbeach and get themselves ready. And also, he says, beautiful thought, shetov v'nochon hu lehamtin lehen abris. It made sense that after they received the Aseres HaDibros, they should sleep on it for a night. Vaseis lehem eitza umitun v'davar, to give them time to wait, to think, ladas hayeshnam ohavim la'asos kein b'chol levavam u'b'chol nafsham. So that after Maimon Har Sinai, the Aseres HaDibros, they went home and they slept on it. And the next morning they come back to the same place, the Ramban says, where they received the Torah. Moshe reads over what he had just written down, what they had learned, so that they can accept it with, we sat on it, we slept on it, we spoke it over with our wives and our children, we're in. This is what we want. It's not just this Maimon Har Sinai and we were scared into it. We had a chance to think about it, and this is exactly what it is that we want to do. Then says the Ramban, Hashem says to Moshe, come up to the mountain. This is that where Rashi says was just a repeat. Now this is now a new tzivoy, come up, and now you're going to stay here for 40 days and 40 nights. This is the first time Moshe is told he's going to go back up after the Aseres HaDibros have been given, after he had a party with the people that night. The next morning he reads to them the bris, they say Naseh V'Nishma. Then Moshe goes back up for 40 days and 40 nights, and that's when he then comes down with the physical luchos, which contained the Aseres HaDibros, which they had been taught 40 days prior, and accepted the following morning, the simcha, with their great celebration. Much that he has a very, very lengthy discussion of all of the psukim in the parsha, working it through. But those are just some of the salient points as to how the Ramban understands the chronology of what took place at Har Sinai.